We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So much for Juan Nina, the baby. Let's throw this baby out with the rainwater, huh? Holy cow. What, maybe what, by Sunday afternoon? We might see all Sol back up there in the sky, the big nuclear reactor in the sky again. Skies might actually turn, dare I say it, Carolina blue. It'd be nice. Here we go. You are just in time. It is Friday. That means it is time for the Allskate, a.k.a. the Friday free-for-all.
All right, Dan.
Yeah, it means anything you want to talk about is fair game today. No matter the topic, whatever it is, we'll hash it out. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Ingalls Advantage talk line number 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. My email address, bob@1063word.com. Question just occurred to me, Miss Moneypenny. When Pat's owner, Robert Kraft, went to the massage parlor, did he pay him by check? That's not funny. 8 minutes after three, great to have you along today. You know, of course, about all the big brouhaha over Jussie Smollett. You know how much coverage was given to Smollett being charged by the Chicago PD? He's no longer a victim, of course. Now he is the perp. He is the crook. He is the criminal. You know how much coverage was given to that on BSNBC in primetime? Honk. Nothing. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Nada. They didn't even mention Jussie Smollett being charged. Yeah, crickets. Of course, they've been spending the previous 10 days talking about how he had been victimized by those racist, homophobic Trump supporters wearing their MAGA hats. Wrong. Set the whole thing up. Another hoax. How about this? The absolute reverse of Jussie Smollett is true. This is one of the newspapers up in the Northeast. An East Falmouth woman has been charged with assault and battery after hitting a Make America Great Again hat off a man's head at a Mexican restaurant. Roseanne Santos pleaded not guilty Wednesday in Falmouth District Court and was released on her own recognizance on charges of disorderly conduct and assault and battery. Around 8 p.m. last Friday, Falmouth police were called to Mexican restaurant Casa Vallarta, that would be House of Vallarta, on Davis Straits Road, where a man said he was being verbally assaulted because he was wearing a Make America Great Again hat. The man pulled out his phone to video the incident, according to the police report. In the video, Ms. Santos is seen walking behind him and then hitting the hat off his head. After police asked Santos why she was upset, she referred to the man with an expletive. Yeah, I did a little digging, too. She called him an MF. And said he should not be allowed to eat in a Mexican restaurant. Santos, this is the least surprising part of the story to any of us, Moneypenny. Santos showed signs of intoxication. What's the last line in all these stories? Alcohol may have been involved. A police officer helped Santos leave the restaurant, But while walking past the man she had allegedly assaulted earlier, she hit him over the head again, at which point she was handcuffed and arrested. Santos scheduled to return to court for a pretrial hearing in March, charged with assault and battery. The exact opposite, you know, of Smollett and what he's up to. In on the text line, Bobby Jussie, that sounds like a name Governor Henry McTaxter might use. Jussie, I say, Jussie, don't worry, I'm going to make things better. Bobby, if the two guys had been white, is there any way they would have been believed? I think the Chicago PD had their suspicions from the beginning. Bobby, if that's Falmouth, Mass, and I believe it is, then I'm not surprised. That's on the Cape, Cape Cod, chock full of left-wing progressives. Right. Bobby, our country's being invaded. That is not only illegal, but a threat. So President Trump needs to unleash the military and whatever else is appropriate to stem the tide of this invasion that Democrats don't want to stop. Sick of these roadblocks, it is time for action. Bobby, please, again, ask people to turn on their headlights when it's raining. It's the law. Well, so are red lights. But I see people every day treating red lights as a suggestion. Wasn't there just a big wreck? Somebody ran a red light? Bobby, billionaires don't go to local massage parlors. They call a pro to come to them. What was Kraft thinking? Yeah. My baby doll, Brenda, when this story came on the TV news before I left Stately McLean Manor was in. Doesn't he have, you know, like, handlers for that? I said, well, you may want to rethink your description of people working for him. Ay, ay, ay. Quickly to the phones we go, and our leadoff batter today is Todd. He is in Fountain Inn. Hi, Todd, and welcome to the Friday free-for-all.
Thank you, Mr. The guy wearing a MAGA hat in the Mexican restaurant, I about cracked up over that.
You think he was asking for it, or?
That guy's got some guts. I mean, I've got to make America great again, but I would not wear it in a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, that may have been not exercising a proper amount of discretion there. He might have wanted to rethink the wardrobe.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, because not only do I not understand what's in the thumbs of the start, but really.
Todd, I'm sorry, Todd, your phone is kind of cutting in and out. I missed the last part of what you said there.
I said, you know, I'm not sure what's in the salsa at Mexico.
Todd, I'm sorry. I hate to have to do this, but the phone connection is just so bad that I'm having difficulty. If you can find a better spot to call from, or maybe a landline, give me a call back, and we will we'll resume the conversation at that point. Sorry about that, but it happens now and again. You know, cell phone technology. Get into a black hole. Can I say that, Mighty Penny? Is that racist? Yeah, she says it's okay. You get into a black hole where the signal won't get out, and you got problems. It happens. But give me a call back, and we'll finish it up. 3:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. When we come back on the other side, in the wake of Jussie's alleged hate crime, there's a story today that rounds up a few more of these similar phony accusations. Be right back. Like that drum in there? Yeah, we went with a little heavier rhythm section in the Bobby Mac remix there. Disco's alive. Gloria Gaynor, of course, in the background. Great to have you along. 20 minutes after 3. Of course it's raining. What else? The Friday free-for-all. So here is the business of all these other alleged hate crimes, many of which initially were reported to have been carried out by pro-Trump aggressors. That would be racist, homophobes, xenophobes and every other kind of phobe you can think of. And, of course, they turned out to be completely false, made up, staged, what have you. How about former Drake University student Kissy Ram, 19, pleaded guilty in January this year for lying about a racist note she originally claimed had been shoved under her dorm room door in Des Moines, Iowa. The Des Moines Register reported in November that some students at Drake reported notes slipped under their doors that said, "We've decided that we no longer want you on our campus, which means you need to leave or else." The note slipped after the school was targeted with racist robocalls demanding African-American students be expelled to Africa. However, an investigation uncovered that only one of the notes was legitimate. Four others were copycats of the original note. And guess who wrote the original note? Yes, that would be Kissy Ram, who pled guilty to making a false report to a public entity and was ordered to pay a civil penalty of $200, perform 50 hours of community service, and spend a year on probation. She was also given a deferred judgment, which allows her convictions in the case to be removed from court records if she fulfills her probation terms. Let's see, who else do we have here? Oh, yeah, how about Adwana Lewis, 19, Baldwin, New York, told police she was driving home about 11 at night September 2nd last year when four teenagers confronted her, yelled "Trump 2016," and told her she didn't belong here. The next day, she told police, the tire of her car had been slashed and a note left behind reading, "Go home." Police investigated. What do you think they found? Of course, they discovered that Lewis's alleged confrontation with the teenagers never occurred and that she'd written the note herself and put it on her car, charged with making a false, punishable written statement. Even America's heartland is not exempt. Kansas resident Dontarius Williams, who's black, claimed in photographs posted on social media in late October of 2017 that his vehicle had been covered with racial slurs against blacks and messages that included "go home," "date your own kind," and "die." The Riley County Police Department revealed, however, the then 21-year-old man had told investigators he put the racist graffiti on his own car. Said it was part of a Halloween prank that got out of hand. Mm-hmm. Authorities determined that Williams charged him with filing a false police report. A month after the 2016 presidential elections, then 18-year-old Yasmin Seaweed, spelled S-E-W-E-I-D. I guess it's pronounced, maybe it's pronounced Saweed. Who knows? Who is Muslim, reported that three men taunted her aboard a New York City subway train yelling "Donald Trump" and calling her a terrorist. She claimed one of the men tried to remove her hijab. Within 2 weeks of her claims, police said she admitted to lying because she'd broken her curfew. She was arrested on charges of filing a false police report, and obstructing governmental administration. Do any of these people, including Jussie, have to reimburse the taxpayers for the money spent on the investigation? Georgia Nathaniel Stang, no relation to Arnold Stang, the actor, of 26, Bloomington, Indiana, pleaded guilty to institutional criminal mischief April this year after he admitted to vandalizing the church he worked in as an organist. After a six-month investigation, police determined that the vandalization of the church had been done by the guy who reported it. How about Azir Hussein, a former assistant professor of aviation tech at Indiana State University, alma mater of Larry Bird, was arrested in April of last year for allegedly creating and sending emails campus-wide containing anti-Muslim messages and threats. University's police said some of the emails specifically mentioned Hussein as a target. Based on the investigation, it's our belief that Mr. Hussein was trying to gain sympathy by becoming a victim of anti-Muslim threats, which he had created himself. Pleaded guilty, misdemeanor charges of obstruction of justice and harassment. 1 year probation. That'll teach him. Jalen Mitchell, former student at Capital University, confessed in early 2017 to submitting multiple false reports to campus police after claiming he found a note containing racist and homophobic language taped to the back door of his university-owned residence. He told the Columbus, Ohio school student newspaper, The Chimes, be a good name for a 50s group, The Chimes, that he fabricated the alleged assault and made up the note because he wanted people to notice him. Well, not to worry, Jalen, the police noticed you. And those are just a few. I mentioned the other day in the Daily Caller, they compiled a list of all of these phony hate crimes that have happened just since Trump took office. It printed out to 13 pages. Vincent in Pickens, hang on just a second, Vincent, because Joseph on his cell phone is next up here on the Friday Free-for-All. Hi, Joe, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby, how's you doing?
So far, so good.
Yeah, racist, blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
homophobe, xenophobe. Right.
Come up with it. If you're going to lie about it, at least keep it fresh. I mean, we've had this since Reagan. Same old stuff. These idiots, you know, and the reason they do it is because they know they can. They know they can get the publicity and probably money out of it.
Yep. Look at the way the media immediately signed on to Smollett's charges.
Well, where's the media with the Sambo governor of Virginia? What's his name, Sambo?
Governor Northam.
I haven't heard anything about him for weeks, or the other lieutenant governor, whatever, who had a sex. Where's the media 24/7 on these guys?
Well, they're working on those investigations quietly behind the scenes, Joe.
Oh,
don't you know?
Yeah. Oh.
Right.
Well, seems I remember somebody named Brett Kavanaugh. Had 24/7 headline news banners throughout the newscast, airplanes flying over, tanks in the streets. And these two guys are definitely dressed in a Klan uniform or blackface.
Yeah.
And I don't hear a hot out of it.
But you're overlooking, Joseph, the weight of evidence against Kavanaugh, a woman who couldn't remember what year it happened in, couldn't remember where the house was, couldn't remember who else was there. And when she did name some people she thought were there, they all said, we don't know anything about it.
That's believable to me.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. What's not to trust, right?
By the way, quickly, you should be able to wear a MAGA hat anywhere you want.
Of course.
You should be able to wear an Obama hat anywhere you want.
Of course.
No one has the right to touch you or your possessions. That's assault. And I pray to God Sausalito does that to me one night, because I'm just going to explode. I really am.
Well,
you
know what's going to happen to her, of course. She's going to get probation, community service, maybe a small fine.
You got to check her background to be sure she's here legally. That'd kick her butt out of the country.
You know, I if it were me, I would be in the process of running a background check right now.
I would, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, me and you are too smart, man. I'm going to dumb down and become a Democrat. We'll talk to you later.
You got a long way to go, Joseph. I hate to tell you, but there's a long road ahead of you to dumb down that far. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. Right back with the Friday free-for-all coming up. Remake here. Lenny Kravitz, his take on American Woman. 3:34 now, 26 before 4. Wet and rainy. What else? What do we had? I think in the Bobby Mack Mason Pruchar in the backyard, what my official rain gauge, 15 inches of rain since the start of the year. 10 inches since 1st of February. Wow. Well, could you give us a little break from all of this water? You know what I mean? Holy cow. To the phones we go. Pickens is my next stop, and Vincent leads us off here in this segment of the Friday Free-for-All. Hi, Vincent. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Bobby Mack. Enjoy your work very much. I'm running low on batteries, so I'll make it quick. And
understood.
At the Pickens County Library in Easley, it's just off of US 123, they just had a meeting this afternoon about the drag queen storybook reading happening there. So unless you can, unless the people of Pickens County can convince the library head honchos of different, be prepared to cough up $50,000 for their security as well.
Do they have a suggested date for this, Vince?
No, not that I know of, but the meeting was today in the historic room at the library, and so the gears are in motion.
Gotcha. May I suggest a call to your state representative, state senator, and have a discussion with them about funding for the library there in Pickens, because you know the old saying about following the money.
Yeah, the library is actually in Easley, but it's considered Pickens County Library.
I gotcha. I gotcha. Appreciate the update. Thanks, Vincent. And if you would, if you learn more, keep us informed. A lot of people have been kicking up dust over the amount of money that was spent. What was it? Nearly $50,000 for the police coverage. And I understand why that happened, because there were rumors that an Antifa group was coming down from Charlotte and they were going to cause trouble. And who knows what some of these other organizations that exist primarily to show up at events and cause fights and other kinds of associated trouble. And if you're an LEO, you know, you're going to react in a way that ensures that if an untoward event like that happens, that you're prepared for it. But I agree, you know, taxpayers being out $50,000 for security for this. Well, you know, they want to have this kind of event and they want to use it at a taxpayer-funded venue, then be prepared to incur the cost of whatever security needs to be provided to make sure it can be done in safety. All right? Let me catch up with the text line 71307. Let me see. Just bought a $250 million yacht. Just won my ninth Super Bowl. What to do next? Well, think I'll go get a massage. Okay. We missed the end of that. There's, anyway. Thank you, resident trombonist. Bobby Mack, my husband went to the mailbox. He's being real cute. He said to let you know it's raining in Pickens. Great. Thank you. Bobby, is now a good time to talk about all the water that's ever fallen on Earth and how it's still here? No? Okay. Didn't think so. That's all right. Never hurts to check. Bobby, why has no one addressed the danger of inciting to riot with the explosive atmosphere around race issues? Jussie just threw a match right into the situation. We're lucky there weren't riots and death and destruction when a high-profile person makes a false accusation like this. Bobby, what happened to the hate crime when the guy knocked the MAGA hat off a teenager in a restaurant and kept it? That's a fair question, I believe. Bobby, I was at the drag queen protest last week. No Antifa, but my 45 was ready because they showed up. Bobby, correct me if I'm wrong, but when a man takes a woman out on a date, isn't that technically soliciting? I don't know. No pun intended, that's a pretty broad definition of the term. We're spending money in the hope of getting something in return, are we not? I'm asking for a friend. Jim, easily. Well, it is the Friday free-for-all, right? Bobby, I heard these smart... This must be a voice to text. I heard about these smart... Oh, I got you. Okay, smart guns. Yeah, the ones where you have to, you know, have a fingerprint to be able to use the weapon. My thought is that we should have a revolution. It would prevent another brother and sister in arms from using a fallen patriot's gun in battle, all just a step toward eliminating guns. Bobby, very simply, dum spiro spiro, while I breathe, I hope. Dave USMC. Thank you, Dave.
Hoo-ah!
You know, Bob, until we focus on who actually is guilty of committing the act and not where it fits into the puzzle of our culture, we can never really resolve any problems in our society. Well, and take a look at where the vast majority of these come from. Bob, maybe Ms. Blasey Ford hired Nigerians to assault her, and she just forgot about it. Bobby, do you know where I'm able to, where I may be able to pick up a good used ARC at a good price from Scott? Now, I mentioned the other day, I noticed that Home Depot was now selling wood by the cubit, which is not too encouraging. Bobby, I will survive. Too awesome. Gotcha. Bobby, why is Robert Kraft the only well-known name to be revealed in this massage parlor scandal? They said there were bigger names involved. Why are they not being revealed? I suspect it may be Kraft's friendship with President Trump that put him in the spotlight. The media, again, wants to make an example of him. Bobby, my wife made a meatloaf. It glows in the dark. Not sure if I should try it. Please advise.
What?
Bobby, phone scammers working overtime today. Been called three times by my own phone number. Wouldn't you? I mean, they like to use your prefix, you know, whatever it may be, the first three numbers of your phone, because you think it's from somebody nearby or what have you. And they do, yeah, occasionally. Like with Jesse Smollett's story, where the muggers yelled, "This is MAGA country," in Chicago. They may have overdone it by accidentally using your own phone number. What? You know, you look at caller ID and you're calling yourself? What? Even if you butt dial yourself, I don't think it shows up like that, does it? Bobby, do you know if CNN aired the story about the charges against Smollett? Yeah, they have, but imagine the tone they are taking, if you can. Because I told you yesterday exactly what they do, and of course, you know, prescient as I am, and you are as well, you know what they were going to do. It's all Donald Trump's fault. It's this atmosphere of hatred and racism and xenophobia and homophobia that drove poor Jesse to the desperate act that he undertook, blah, blah, blah. So it's not his fault that he did this. It's Donald Trump's fault that he did it. Ay, ay, ay. Yeah, they have their own perspective. Bobby, this is all I have to say about smart guns. Please open the pod bay doors, Hal. Hal, open the pod bay doors. I'm sorry, Dave. Bobby, did you hear about the governor of Tennessee pictured in Auburn's yearbook? What was it, 1980? Wearing, God forbid, a Confederate uniform. He's apologized, I'm sure. Profoundly sorry. All of that. Bobby, about the proposal of reparations for slavery, shouldn't Native Americans be at the front of the line if we're going to hand out reparations? What would you estimate the cost would be to even administer the reparations program? I kind of thought that having the opportunity to live in America, the greatest nation on the face of the earth, where your opportunities are limited only by your own abilities, would kind of been reparation enough. I mean, you could be in Somalia or someplace. Bobby, is it raining in Greenville or is it raining on Greenville? Paul, 51 in Greenville. Both would be the answer there. Bobby, prepare in mind and resources. Part of SEAL team mottos. My favorite SEAL team motto, 6P rule. You know the 6P rule, Moneypenny. Proper preparation prevents blank poor performance. You fill in the blank. So I'm not fined $250,000 or something by the FCC. Quarter before four, be right back. So you live in New Jersey and you want to vote for Donald Trump in 2020? No. Legislature wants to prevent you from doing that. I'm not making this up. I'll be right back. Yeah, that's right. That reminds me, Moneypenny, with the Beatles, "You Never Give Me Your Money" in the background. This is Friday Free for All, of course, and this is the day when we urge everyone to send us a dollar to the yeah, and then Moneypenny and little Annie in the News Center and I all divvy it up, and we have our Friday party. So please don't forget to do that today. What was it?
Who's going to get the 34 cent?
That goes to taxes.
The extra penny goes to taxes.
Goes to taxes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to be honest about this. You know. You'll get a 1099 on it at the end of the year. Don't worry. The New Jersey legislature passed a bill to keep President Trump off the 2020 ballot. Yeah. This is going to stand up to a constitutional challenge, isn't it? Expect their hard-left governor, Phil Murphy, to sign it. They did this in 2016, but the Republican governor at the time, that was Chris Christie, refused to sign it. Their reason for doing so is they don't have the president's tax returns. Has anybody pointed out to them that a president or even a presidential candidate is not required by law to turn over their tax returns? Yeah, it would be a phony excuse. The whole thing is partisan, and these guys are nothing but Stalinists. Senate voted 23-11 yesterday to require candidates for president and VP to disclose 5 years of federal tax returns in order to appear on the ballot in the Garden State. Electors from New Jersey would be prohibited from voting for candidates who don't comply. Yeah, I know it's unconstitutional, but don't confuse them with facts, all right? To the phones we go here at 8 before 4. Dwayne is along in Taylor's. Hi, Dwayne, and welcome to the Friday Free-for-All.
Hey, Bobby Mac, how you doing? You know, I talking about this cross-dresser story hour.
Right, the drag queen.
Controversy that's going on.
Right.
Yeah, I was reading online today that started in L.A., and out there, they were honest enough to say what it is. They say they are grooming school children in the Bible Belt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is obviously an agenda behind this. And it is not just here. I mean, they tried to do it. Well, they did do it in Charlotte. They asked to use the library there, and the powers that be refused them to use a taxpayer-funded venue. So in Charlotte, they took it to some mall, and they did it there. But it's going on in Detroit, Philadelphia, you name a city. This is a nationwide agenda.
And we're worried about what the security is going to cost?
Yeah. there are greater concerns, I would agree.
Yeah, the police security ought to be there, but to arrest those people when they set foot.
Well, they do have
property.
They do have a right. Anybody, any private group. But I would hasten to suggest if the KKK wanted to read stories to kids in the library, would that be permitted?
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. So
exactly.
The same old double standard is enforced. Thank you, Dwayne. Ralph is next up. He's in Spartanburg. Hi, Ralph, and welcome to the Friday Free for All.
Hey, Bob, what's going on?
Just cruising along towards the weekend, my friend.
Yeah, man, I think Kraft messed up when he tried to pay for it with cheese. That's what the problem was, man.
I think he wrote a check, I heard, Ralph. I'm not sure about that.
Well, he was donating to the nonprofit.
Well, of course he was. Right, it's a 501c3, right?
Yeah, that's right. And I'm going to tell you that Jesse Colette, I don't listen to Colbert, and I try to turn before the news goes out, but he gave him hell.
Well, what do you know? What do you know?
And I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they are just, That was one night he didn't beat up Trump.
Took a break. That's the one night in the 271 that the president, or however many it is, that the president has been in office, that that Colbert took a night off from slamming Trump.
Well, he claimed that Jesse paid for it with a check. That's what got him caught.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Run a check to him.
This guy's a criminal mastermind, isn't he?
Yeah, he's going to blame Trump for making him roll that joint that made him make some stupid decision.
Jeez, I'm telling you.
The president, you know, they legalized marijuana in that city. He shouldn't have never let him done that.
It's the lunacy is never ending, Ralph. Thank you. Appreciate it. How about that? This should have been, this is a Boneheads in the News extra. Vandals in North Carolina may be in need of a history lesson after having set fire to a statue honoring a World War II hero they apparently mistook for a Confederate general. A white marble monument of U.S. Army Major General William C. Lee, who commanded the 101st Airborne Division, Screaming Eagles, during World War II, his statue doused with flammable liquid and set on fire last week. Statue now bears black scorch marks running up the side of it. The suspects seem to have confused U.S. Army Major General William C. Lee with General Robert E. Lee of the Confederacy. Oh, yeah? Brilliant. Good going, guys. The general is dressed, by the way, in a World War II airborne trooper's uniform, which bears a little resemblance to the uniforms worn by General Lee. Well, no wonder. You know, there you go. They're more proud products of public education. Hour two is on the way next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.